This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for July 2023. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. In the book of Leviticus, the first seven chapters are dedicated to the descriptions and directions of offering a number of differing sacrifices, each speaking of some particular aspect of the perfection of the Lord Jesus and His redemptive work. These sacrifices are as follows: the burnt offering, chapter 1, the meal offering, chapter 2, the peace offering, chapter 3, the sin offering, chapter 5a, the trespass offering, chapters 5a, b, and 6a. There are further instructions related to these sacrifices in the following chapters, and as pointed out last month, each offering was to be presented in the prescribed manner, or else it could not be accepted. This is because any deviation of the carrying out of the instructions would rob the Lord Jesus of some personal glory as presented by these different sacrifices. It may be good to see and appreciate the marvelous order in which these sacrifices are presented. At the end of Exodus, the tabernacle had been set up, and God's glory filled the holy place. As He looked out from the holiest of holies to His chosen people, sinful people, He could only look at these people as through the Lord Jesus Christ, as presented through these offerings. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, like the voluntary impulse for bringing a burnt offering, for instance, predicted the voluntary motive of our Lord Jesus to die on the cross for all sinners. This will be examined further in my next visit, Lord willing, in August. On the other hand, as the people approached a holy God from outside the tabernacle, they could only do so recognizing their need of an offering for their sin and trespasses against the living God. This would then cause them to recognize that they were sinners, requiring a sacrifice to deal with their sinful nature, even before a peace offering could provide a cleansed conscience. Realizing that the Lord Jesus has become our peace, the redeemed can then recognize the perfections of Christ, as seen in the meal offering, and finally be led to see that, in sacrificing Himself, the Lord Jesus did so voluntarily, and in His death, He brought glory to God in the highest. While some of the offerings that we will look at were compulsory, such as the sin and trespassing offerings, others were volitional. The main sacrifices were to be free will offerings, pointing to the attitude of our Savior, who said in eternity past, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God." Hebrews 10, verse 7. And, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many." Mark 10, verse 45. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.